In the name of Jesus. Please have your seat. Bow down your head. Bow down your heart. Bow down your head. Have your seat. Let's release the power of God. Allow the angels to do some things in our midst. The water is being steered by the angels. If you jump into it, you can have anything you want. The water is being steered. It's being steered. It's being steered. The water is being steered. The water is being steered. The water is being steered. You can jump into it. Make your request. The water is being steered. There is no impossibility now. The Lord is waiting to hear your voice. Talk to him. Talk to him. Receive everything lacking in your destiny. Receive everything lacking in your head. Receive anything lacking in your life. Receive anything lacking in your life. Let there be a completion for you. More impossibilities. This year shall not be like the last. Let there be great and mighty things. Let there be new things for you. Let there be new things for you. Let there be great things for you. Hey! Receive grace. Receive the anointing. Receive your benefit. Receive what God has in store for you. The Lord is breaking the bar. The Lord is taking away the problem. cannot do does not exist. Stretch, lift your two hands up. Strength for your hands. Your hands represent your neighbor. Your hands represent your instrument for battle. Receive strength for your hands. Your hands will not grow weary. Your hands will not wither. Your hands will not be weak. Your hands will not be leprous. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord strengthen you. The Lord is strengthening you. The Lord is strengthening you. The Lord is strengthening you. We thank you. We bless you. We will take of the wine representing the blood of Jesus. I'm going to lift a song. We'll sing this song together and see what the angels of God will do than this. Can we take of the blood? Can we take that? Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation. Can we lift our hands? Say, Lord, I assess everything you have prepared for me in 2021. I assess. I conduct. I connect with everything you have in store for me for 2021. I assess, I connect with, I contact, I assess, I connect with, I contact, I assess, I connect with, I contact everything you have prepared for me in 2021. My benefit. I assess. I contact, I connect with. Your hand on your head. Anoint me with fresh oil, Lord. Anoint me with fresh oil. Oil of creativity. Oil of innovation. Oil of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Pour upon us, pour upon us. Receive a new gift of a spirit. Agaribokoria by this oil. Let new gift be activated in your life. Oil. New spiritual skills. New grace. New mantles. Fresh anointing, higher realms of operations, new doors open for me, new levels of the supernatural, walking in higher lights, higher heights, higher realms, higher anointings, higher walk, fresh oil, fresh oil,
Fresh oil.
Grace for accomplishment. Great momentum. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The world knows what you carry. God knows what you carry. Circumstances and problems and challenges around you knows what you carry. They are waiting for you to manifest. And you can't manifest the supernatural life if you are not audacious. That means if you are not brave, if you are not fearless, if you are not adventurous. It's time to be audacious, because we serve an audacious God that is backing us up. The Yorubas will say, walking there, Peter. Should I explain? How do I explain that? The one that wears agbada to the battlefield. You know, if you want to fight back, you don't wear agbada. You remove your agbada. But he puts on agbada to go and fight. You know, if a person is agbada to fight, he will carry the agbada to wrap his head. And, but when he wants to fight, he dresses in his majesty and comes to fight for you. He is the one now packing you up. He is the one waiting for you to manifest. Don't disappoint. For us to manifest and have audacity this year, there are some things that back up a person that makes him audacious. See, if you see a young boy coming to challenge you, say, auntie, see what I will do to you. No, he's dancing to a drum beaten by somebody in the secret. When your father is around the corner, when we're young, there's nothing we don't do. Remember, your uncle is in the house. Your father is at home. The uncle you are afraid of, when your father is around, what do? Uncle, you do everything. Until your father is not around, that's when uncle will deal with you. But uncle devil cannot deal with us, because our father is always around us. And because of that, we can be brave, fearless, and audacious. Our audacity is based on the knowledge we have. Listen, we are audacious, one, because of our knowledge and conviction about the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Listen, we fall by the word, we stand by the word, we prevail by the word, we are defeated by the word. When we don't know the word, we are defeated. When we know the word, we triumph and we are in victory. It is by the word of God that you stand, or the absence of the word of God that make you to be defeated. One of my favorite scriptures says, and the scripture cannot be broken. So when I know the word and I'm convinced about the word and I put my trust in the word, I become audacious. Imagine what came upon me the day I saw that as he is in heaven, so am I on earth. From the word of God. So the word of God has the treasures for your audacity. You know, when you are rich, extremely rich, and your driver hits another car on the way and he's insulting your driver, if you are really rich, sometimes you just say, how much is your car? Take audacity from the wealth of what you own, from the wealth of the word of God. You receive audacity. The level of the word you know determine the level of your audacity. If you are audacious more than your level, you will be dealt with. It is what you carry inside that determines what you carry outside. You understand? Look at my daughter there at her age. I'm sure I can carry this speaker if I'm still in shape. I'm sure she cannot carry it. It is the level of what we carry within that determines what we carry without. So build your spirit man by the word of God. Build your inner mind by the word of God, so you can carry great achievement. Listen, Some of the things we are asking God for, we don't have the spiritual stamina to carry. Because He loves us. If He gives us, it will crush us. See, let me challenge you. Grow spiritually this year and see the physical opportunities He will give unto you.
Check you that we know that if God gives you something, you start carrying women about.
Why will He give you? You don't have the strength to carry big weight. Because when you have weight, small girls, nothing will bring you down. So God will not give you. Because you don't have the capacity to overcome the challenges that come with what you want.
So what are we saying?
Build your trust, your hope in the word of God. Be convinced about it. Put your faith in it. Speak it, and it will work for you. So, audacious people are audacious because they know the word of God. That's one. Number two, they are audacious because they have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In John 14:17, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit will be with us and He will dwell in us. So they know that the Holy Spirit is living in me. My body is the temple of God. The Holy Spirit is living in me. God is not far away. He is within me. I can depend on Him. I can hear Him. I can be audacious. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. He that is able to do exceeding abundantly far above all things, according to the power that is at work in. Oh, Holy Spirit is in me. I can do great things. My life is hid with Christ in God. I cannot be defeated. They have this knowledge, it is relation to the Holy Spirit that makes them audacious. And you know, the Holy Spirit is the enabler of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is the governor of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is the one that introduces us to the supernatural. So if I know He is in me, then I can't do anything. The Holy Spirit has baptized me. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am walking in the Holy Spirit. I am praying in the Holy Spirit. That gives me audacity. I am not adding anything to my faith. I have nothing I put my trust in. Only the Holy Spirit. Thou can make me and will make me audacious. So audacious people are audacious because they know the word of God. Their trust is in the word of God. Number two, they know they have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number three, because they know God. Daniel 11:32. They that know it, their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. When I was much younger, I just look at Elijah and say, what came upon this man? 1 Kings 17:1. Before 1 Kings 17, no story about him at all. And in 1 Kings 1, now Elijah, the Tishbite. See, I'm not sure you have seen anybody introduced like this in the Bible. You will see them say, Elijah, the son of Abiodun, the son of Eli, the son of Benedita, the son of Musa, the son of Ades, the son of this, of Ushafa, in Nefsiti, in Nigeria, in Africa. His introduction was abrupt. You see, the way the man means business is the way they did introduction for him. The people that mean business, they don't have time for this, that. They just go straight to point. Everything we know about him was Tishbite. So that means there was a town called Tishbe. Where that town is, we don't know. Where tribe is, we don't know. Listen. It doesn't matter your background, your experience, where you are coming from. With God, if you know Him, you can walk in the supernatural. You might not have a pedigree. You might not have any precedent. You might not have any greater qualification in the past by which men introduce you. Imagine if Elijah is about to come and preach in church. What are you going to say about him? We present to you Elijah the Tishbite. And people will look at it. Not Archbishop. From 1982 to 21, he was in charge of the Duse church. And then he moved and started 45 churches and did this and did that. He had no such record. But he knew God. Listen, the record of your past does not matter. Know God and everything changes. Are we here? They that know their God shall be strong and be to expect. Look at what he said. As the Lord liveth, the God of Israel, before whom I stand. Where are you standing? He knew where he was. He knew his standing point. He knew he is in the presence of God. He knows what he has seen in his presence. He knows what can be accomplished from his presence. He has handled the things in the secret place, in the presence of the Lord, and he can now come boldly outside. Many of you are not reading the word of God. You are not having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You are not praying. You mistakenly step on somebody's shoe. He push you and say, you will see. And he say, I will also show you that you will see. In the name of what my pastor said on Sunday, you will see. You must be prepared in the secret before you display in the open. Remember what the Bible said, the God that sees you in secret will glorify and honor you publicly. Your public life cannot shine brighter than your secret place. Your public life cannot be greater than your prayer life in the secret. When you want to achieve great things in public, check your altar, check your prayer life. When it gets stronger, everything works physically for you. He knew God. So people that are audacious, they are audacious because they know the word of God, they have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and they know God. Number four, the last thing I want to talk about this morning is that they know who they are in Christ. Who are you? Sometimes when people ask you, introduce yourself, you don't even know where to start. Is this spiritual introduction or physical introduction? Most of the time, we give physical introduction. But you are sleeping and you had a dream and they ask you, who are you? Your certificate does not matter at that time. Your certification in the spirit is what matters at that time. Who are you? I am Abiodun Haribike, born again, spirit-filled, tongue-speaking, dwells in the secret place of the Most High. I stand before the Lord, whose I am, whom I serve. My trust in nothing else than by the blood of Jesus. No trust in the flesh, no trust in his qualification or his capability. His trust fully in the finished work of Christ. I am hid in Christ and Christ is in God. And anybody that will touch me will touch God first, touch Christ before he touches me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in me. My citizenship is not about, it's up above. I have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have been given authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy. And God is for me. And who can be against me? In all these things, I am more than conqueror. And who can separate me? Do you need more introduction? When I speak, fire comes. When I decree, it comes to pass. Whatever I say is this, established. Not by my power, not by my mind, but by the Spirit. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abides. That's where I dwell. The Lord is my refuge, my fortress. I'm ever present. Are you here? Who are you? They that know who God has made them are unstoppable. They are unstoppable. By your knowledge, there are some things you should not pray about in you. Because they are settled things. The word of God has settled them. The word of God has proclaimed them. You don't waste your time on those. When you are convinced about them, who are you? So you need to have a certain kind of knowledge. Remember 1 John 4:17, as he is, so we are. John 10:10, he has come to give us Zoe and give us abundance. Zoe was the God kind of life, the God nature. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Therefore, there is no condemnation for me. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Who is that? Me. 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 And God who supply all my needs, not according to the economy of Nigeria, according to His riches in glory. In the glory where gold is treated. So gold in heaven is like quota. And He's going to supply my needs according to His riches in glory. The riches of His mercy. The riches of His grace. The riches of His power. What has He not given me? What has He not done for us? Based on the knowledge of who God is, of the knowledge of your relationship with the Holy Spirit, of your knowledge of the Word of God, of the knowledge of what God has made you, you have to be brave and audacious, not arrogant, humble, but spiritually aggressive, spiritually confrontational, spiritually militant, physically calm, gentle, not rocking the boat physically. But when anybody is saying things physically and you don't agree, you see gently. But within you, magala magada magadi boshintala makaria baganda lama ibeke mebukuri beshintala makaria baganda dadaba. I arrest your spirit. I arrest your thought. I change what you are speaking. Man magada dadaba garia. See what will happen. That is how we live the supernatural life. Brethren, listen. The world is waiting for you. Your family is waiting for you. You are the deliverer that God has raised up. Your place of work is waiting for you. You are the deliverer that God has raised. How do we know people that are audacious? Number one, they have courage. Number two, they are bold. Number three, they sacrifice. Four, they take risks. Five, they take action. You have fasted for 21 days. It's time to arise and take action. Be audacious, courageous, bold, sacrificial. Take risks. Take action. God is for you. God is by your side. God is on your side. And God is waiting for you. Let me share this as I close. I share in the second service about a story written in one of the book of Kenneth Hagin, when Jesus appeared to him and Jesus was talking to him, giving him instructions. As he was writing the instructions down, a dark beam came and stood between him and Jesus. And he was waiting, getting another. And as a dark shadow came, he couldn't hear Jesus again. And he was waiting. Jesus, take this thing away now. He was waiting. And Jesus did nothing. And then he got angry and said, I bind you and I cast you out. And then the dark figure disappeared. And he said, Jesus, why did you allow this dark thing to separate me from you? And Jesus said, I have given you authority and power over unclean spirit. It is an unclean spirit. I will not deal with what I've given you the power to deal with. So I was waiting for you to deal with it. Listen, one of the games Christians play with God is a waiting game. When you are waiting for God to do something, and God is also waiting for you to do something. Remember, everything He has written in the world that He has empowered you to do, He is waiting for you to do it. Hello, this year, arise by your authority in the world, the authority in the Holy Spirit, authority in the name of Jesus, authority in you knowing God. Arise, be audacious, do supernatural things, and the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus.